The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
This volume has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shimshon Beanstock and family in the schos of Mordechai ben Sarah Basha Beanstock, the Oirech Yomim Toivim. May the Torah studied through this volume bring him continued gezunt and hatzlacha ad me'ah ve'esrim shana.
Gittin Daf Yud. The Gemara on today's Daf teaches us Matzas Kusi Muteres V'Odom Yoytze Bo Yidei Chayvosei BePesach. A matzah baked by a kusi may be eaten on Pesach, and not only that, one can use such a matzah for the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah on Pesach night. The kusim, as we know, were not medaktigin b'mitzvahs, and therefore any mitzvah item, any chetzah shel mitzvah created by a kusi, l'chayr would be suspect to whether it was made properly al pi halacha. And on that, the Tanakam is teaching us two things. First of all, matzas kusi muteres. A matzah baked by a guy is mutter, in other words, that the kusim are bekiim and medaktik in the halachas of chametz, and therefore, for the rest of the yontif of Pesach, one may eat this matzah, and one does not have to worry that the matzah has become chametz. The second halach which we're being taught over here is v'adam yoytze bo yidei chavasa b'pesach, that a person can actually use this matzah for the mitzvah of achilas matzah on Pesach night. The mitzvah of achilas matzah Pesach night has additional halachic requirements, and that is, it's not enough to know that the matzah is not chametz based on simonim and chazakas. But rather, in order to be yoytze to the mitzvah of matzah Pesach night, one must eat a matzah which is mishumer, which one actually watched this matzah, protected it from chametz, watched it to make sure it did not become chametz, and that shimur has to be done l'shma. That shimur has to be done l'shem the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So what the Bryce is telling us is that although kusim are not medachgen mitzvahs, however, one can eat a matzah which they bake for themselves the entire yontif of Pesach, because we know that they are medaktik in Hilchas Chametz, and not only that, one can also eat that matzah Pesach night to be yetzes chiyav of Be'erev Toifel Matzahs, because not only are kusim bekiyim in the Isurei Chametz, they are also bekiyim in the additional mitzvah of Shimur L'Shma, and therefore, if the kusi baked this matzah for himself to be yetzes Pesach night, we can assume that he was shemir it, and he was shemir it l'shma. The Rif in Mesechtes Pesachim, Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, paskins that it's mutter to eat on Pesach a dough which was nilosh b'mayim uvemei peres. If one has a dough, and this dough, the liquid ingredient of this dough is a combination of mei peres and mayim, the Rif holds the halacha that dough may be eaten on, if it's baked into a matzah, that matzah may be eaten on Pesach. And what the Rif is paskining is that even a dough which the liquid ingredient is both mei peres and mayim, such a dough can be prevented from becoming chametz by baking it quickly, by working on it and baking it, and therefore the Rif is paskening that may be eaten on Pesach. The Rif, the Psaka, the Rif, is based on a Braisa in Psachim Daf Lamed Vav. The Braisa says, "Ein loshen isa v'pesach with yayin shemnu dvash." One may not need a dough on Pesach with yayin shemnu dvash with meperis. The im losh, and if he did, so it's a machlokes. Rabbi Gamliel oimer tisarif miyat. Rabbi Gamliel says that one has to burn it right away because it's impossible to prevent such a dough from becoming chametz. The chacham oimrim yechal. The chum hold that it may be eaten. So the Rif is paskening like the chacham. The Rif goes on to explain that, how do I know to pasken like the chacham? Because the Gemara tells us later on that Rabbi Yeshua told his son, Yoy Makama, the first day of Pesach, Lo Solushali Bechelva, do not make me a dough with chalav, because such a dough would be matzah ashira, and although it would be pesachtik, I cannot be yetzer my chi of matzah with such a dough. Mikan ve'elech, after the first day, where there's no longer a chiv of lechem ayini for the rest of Pesach, lushali bechelba, you could need for me a dough with milk, although it is meperis, it does not bother me, meperis are not machmets. So since Rabbi Shua told his son that he should bake them the rest of Yontif with meperis, so therefore the Rif says, we paskin lahalacha, that one is allowed to bake with meperis for the rest of Yontif. We paskin like the Chachamim, and even more than the Chum. The Chum said at least lechatchila you shouldn't do it, but we pass like the Chachamim that one may even go lechatchila and need a dough with meperis and mayim, because since Rabbi Shua told his son that for the rest of Yontif that he could bake for him with chalav, and the Rif is learning it means chalav with mayim, so therefore we see from here that lalalachu we pass like the Chachamim that meperis with mayim together are not automatically machmets, and therefore it can be eaten on Pesach. So the Baal Hamor asks an obvious shaila on the Rif. The Rif is paskening that one is allowed to go ahead and bake a dough with meperis and mayim, where the liquid ingredients is a combination of meperis and water. The raya the Rif is bringing is because Rabbi Shua told his son that the first day Yontif with the problem of lechem ayini, I don't want you to bake with me with milk, and from there on in you could bake with me for milk. So you see that a dough kneaded with milk does not become chametz for the rest of Pesach. Frek the Baal Hamor that how could the Rif boy from this Gemara that even a dough which has meperis and mayim cannot become chametz. Maybe Rabbi Shua's dough, which Rabbi Shua's son was baking for him, had only meperis. And maybe the halacha is that only meperis is not machmetz. But once you add mayim to the meperis, it is machmetz. So, fact of Baal Hamor, it's true that we see that Rabbi Shua told the son to bake them a meperis, and therefore the halacha, meperis, is not machmetz. But how could the Rif learn out from Rabbi Shua that even meperis and mayim is not machmetz? Maybe Rabbi Shua needed a dough with meperis only, and because that's not machmetz. But meperis with mayim, that we would hold the halacha, it's machmetz. That's the shaila of the Baal Hamor. So the Ramban answers the Baal Hamor's kasha, and he says, L'chaira apash dezach. He says that you can't learn that Rabbi Yeshua's dough was meperis only. Why? Because we paskin that meperis ain't machmetz. We paskin that meperis is not machmetz. Since meperis is not machmetz, so then it's mashma from the Gemara that Rabbi Yeshua's problem with this dough, which was kneaded with milk, was he had a problem of lechem ayini. He had a problem of lechem ayini. The same dough which Rabbi Yeshua told his son to bake for him for the rest of Yontif, he did not want to use that dough for the Seder because of lechem ayini. So if Tainat the Ramban lechaira, if the dough would have been mixed with meperis only, and meperis ain't machmitzim. So lechaira, that dough is anyway not eligible for the Seder. Because since it's a mitzvah of shmata mesamatzis, you have to watch the matzah from becoming chametz. If you have a dough which is mixed with only meperis can't become chametz, so it's impossible to mekayim the mitzvah of shmata mesamatzis. And since, as we learned in our Gemara today, that one can only be yetzer the mitzvah of matzah with matzah which was shomer l'shma, so zok the tainat the Ramban that you can't learn that Rabbi Yeshua's matzah was a matzah with meperis only, because a matzah meperis only, since meperis ain't machmitzim, so memela such a dough can't possibly become chametz. Since such a dough can't possibly become chametz, so you don't have to go. So then it's a bechalva eligible to be eaten by the Seder without the problem of lechem ayini. Therefore, tainat the Ramban that behechrok we have to learn that Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi's dough had meperis chametz and mayim. Since it appears in mayim, so therefore it could become chametz. And since the only problem with his dough was lechem oini, and the rest of the rest of yontif, one was able to go ahead and eat this dough. So we have a raya that. We have a raya that may perish with mayim is not machmas. So l'chayra, what we're holding so far is what's negated to our sugya of shimur l'shma, that we have a strong taina from the Ramban, that the Ramban says that if one is going to go ahead and make a dough with only meperis, so since meperis and machmitzim, with such a dough, one cannot be mekayim the mitzvah of shmir l'shma with such a dough. And it would seem from the Baal Amor that even if one goes ahead and makes a dough with only meperis, even though the meperis cannot become chametz, but still some way, somehow, one can still be mekayim the mitzvah of shmir l'shma with such a dough. So the Chaznish says, a very posh yishel to Ramban's taina. Zok the Chaznish, I'll tell you how to be shamer such a dough. You'll be shaved such a dough of meperis only, by making sure no mayim falls into the dough. Everybody agrees that meperis with mayim is machmetz. The only machloikis is, between the Tanakama and the Chacham, is whether it's machmetz tekefu miyad, and it's impossible to prevent it from becoming chametz, or is it possible to prevent it from becoming chametz, but you have to keep on working on the dough. But everybody agrees meperis and mayim, Meperis and Mayim can become chametz. So Tainat the Chazanish, L'chaira, the Pshat the Baal Amor is that the Baal Amor holds that watching the dough to make sure that no Mayim falls into the dough, that's a good enough Shmira to go ahead and to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Shimur L'shma. However, the Ramban holds that it's not enough to go ahead and to make sure that water doesn't fall in. But rather, Shimur L'shma requires more than that. The Stifler explains that really, if you think about it, when one processes a matzah, starting from the Ktsira and from the Tchina and going on to the Lisha, what a person has to do in order to prevent this dough from becoming chametz is different based on the various stages. As follows. B'shas Ktsira, what Shmira can be done? The only Shmira that can be done by Shas Ktsira is to make sure that the water falls in the dough. What Shmira can be done by Tchina? By Tchina, we can go ahead and we can watch that no water falls on the dough. Once we get to Lisha, so there the Shmira is to go ahead and to process the dough quickly. The proper Shmira, Milisha Ve'elech, is not to make sure there is no water in the dough, because there is water in the dough. But rather, the shmira, which is being done after Lisha, is to process the dough quickly. And that's the shmira which is taking place. So the Stifler says that the Baal Hamor and the Ramban are l'shitasa. There's a shaila in the Gemara from when does shmira start. Does shmira start mishas Ktsira, or does shmira start mishas Lisha? The Gemara says that Rava was medaktik to go ahead and to do Shmira Mishas Ktsira. The Baal Amor holds that Rava is Me'ikar Adin. Me'ikar Adin in order to be yoyitz to the mitzvah of Matzah. So one has to be shame in the Matzah Mishas Ktsira. Zok the Stipler. So the Baal Amor, how you shame Mishas Ktsira? The way you shame Mishas Ktsira is that you make sure that no water falls in the, you make sure no water falls in the dough. So Zok the Stipler, that the sheet of the Baal Hamar is that to watch the dough from external chimutz is called Shmir L'shma, because you need Shmir Mishas Ktsira. That's the maximum Shmira that you can do Mishas Ktsira, to make sure that no dough falls in. So Memela, the same way you can Mekayim Shmir Mishas Ktsira from by watching that no external factors fall into your dough, so too the Baal Amor holds that Shmir Mishas Lisha can also be Mekuyim by making sure that no external water falls in. So Meila the Baal HaVaru holds that you need Shmir Mishas Ksira Me'ikra Adin. He holds that Shmir from external factors is enough to go ahead and to be called a Maisa Shmira and to do Shmir Lishma. So therefore, the Baal HaMor holds that one can be Yoytze his Chiyav with matzah, which is baked by Peiris only, even though that matzah can't internally become Chametz, but one can still be Mekayim Shmira by making sure that no water falls into the dough. However, the Ramban is L'shitasek. The Ramban holds that the whole Shmir Mishas Ksira is only a L'chatchila, it's like a hider. But Me'ikar Adin, one only needs Shmir Mishas Lisha. So if Me'ikra Din will only need Shmira Mishas Lisha, the regular Shmira Mishas Lisha is an internal Shmira to process it quickly to make sure it doesn't become Chametz. So since that Shmira of making sure it does not become Chametz, keep it moving, keeping it heading towards the oven, keep on working on it to make sure it doesn't rise, is not possible or available by a dough which is made of Mei Peiris. So therefore, the Ramban holds that a dough which is made with Mei Peiris cannot have Shmir Lishma, and therefore, Behechrach, the dough which Yeshua would have used without the problem of Lechem Aini, is a dough which contains water also, and since it contains water also, so therefore, there it's possible to go ahead and to process it quickly in order that it should not become Chametz. So we're holding so far that the stipulus tightening up of Meir de Gazach, that there are two shmiras possible. One is the external shmira, and one is the nothing should happen to it, and the other is the shmira that we're processing it properly and quickly and getting it to its goal properly. And the shmira mishas ktsira, the only shmira possible is an external shmira. Milashas lizer of Eilech, it's possible to do an internal shmira. The machloikis between the Baal HaMor and the Ramban is, does halacha require us to do an internal shmira, or is it enough to go ahead and do an external shmira in order to have a matzah mishumeres to mekayim the mitzvah of ushmartim es hamatzis? And the stipler is learning up that somebody, that the shita which holds that you need shmura mishas ktsira, that even milisha ve'elech, they hold that it's enough to have an external shmir. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Yud asks a fascinating shayla. The Mechaber paskins in Simen Tov Samach that a goy and a cheir shayt of a katan may not need matzahs. Ein loshen matzahs mitzvah, loy ufin oisoy, alidei ein yehudi, veloy alidei cheir shayt of a katan. That a goy and a cheir shayt of a katan cannot knead and bake matzahs because there will be a chesaron of shmir lishma. Many, the machlokes apayiskim, whether Yisrael Eimin al-Gabav helps or not, but it's not pashut al kopanim that a Yisrael Eimin al-Gabav, a Yisrael looking over his shoulder and teaching him to do lishma was even sufficient to go ahead and to allow a goy or a cheir shayt of a katan to knead the dough for the matzah. So Minchas Chinuch asks a fascinating pashut shayla. He says like this, the Bishleima by Ksivas Tfilin, Bishleima by Asiyas Tzitzis, that we have a halacha, or Ksivas Aget, we have a halacha, that a Cheir Shreit of a Katan with the Yisrael Eivin al-Gabav does not work. That's very easy to understand. Because over there, the mitzvah is, the Tfilin has to be made Lishma. The Tzitzis has to be made Lishma. So we have a machlokes, whether a Goy and a Cheir Shreit of a Katan, whether we assume that their Maisa is not being done Lishma, and we have a machlokes, if the Yisrael stands on top of them and teaches them to do Lishma, whether when they're doing it because the Yisrael is telling them what to do, or they're doing El Daita and Nafshay, they're doing it, whatever's thinking in their mind, they're doing it, so to say, on their own. But fact in Minchas Chinuch, that L'chaira only passes by a Tfilin, by a Get, by Tzitzis, because over there the mitzvah is an Asiya Lishma. Over there the mitzvah is to go ahead and to do the mat, to make it Lishma. Because you have to make it Lishma, the Yisrael looking over your shoulder, all he could do is he could train the Oiseh to do a Lishma. But the fact that he's thinking for Lishma is totally irrelevant, because you need an Asiya Lishma, and if the Cheir Shait of a Cotton Goy are not doing a Lishma, you do not have an Asiya Lishma. However, by matzah you don't need asiyah lishma. By matzah, all you need is shimur lishma. So about by matzah, you only need shimur lishma. So l'chayra, who cares who's actually kneading the dough? L'chayra, even if the chayr shayt of a cotton is kneading the dough, if the Yisrael is looking over his shoulder, and he's the shaymer. So if you only need a shmir lishma, so what should be a problem with a guy in chayr shayt of a cotton? If it's something which needs an asiya lishma, so there the lishma is limited to the isa. Mashaykin, if by matzah we need a shmir lishma, so over there, let the chayr shayt of a cotton and the guy make the matzah, and the Yisrael will be the shaymer. As I affect the milchus chenech hashayla. And for the Michas Chinuch, that there's a Gemara which says, Ein other Shomer Mashiv Yad Chaveroi, if somebody else is on top of it, so therefore it's very difficult for you to see exactly what's going on, and therefore the Michas Chinuch wants to say, that's why the Oise has to be the Shomer, then he backs down, basically he blibes Sarach Ian on this Kasha. L'chayr L'fita Stipel is very geschmack, because the Shmira after Lisha is not to watch it. You're right. Shmira mishas ktsira, so that, there's no reason. Let the guy go ahead and do the work, cut it. Shmira mishas tchina, let the guy go ahead and be taken, and the Yisrael will watch it for an external chimitz. The Yisrael will watch it to make sure that no water falls mi b'chutz. So that's very geshmak, like the Michas Chinuch saying. All you need is shmira, and l'maisi being shomer. But l'chayra, that only passes to something like tzira, or something like tchina, where the shimur that you need is an external shmir. Masha'enkin milisha ve'elech, like the stifle explained to us, the shmir that you need is not to make sure that it doesn't become chametz from the outside, to make sure water doesn't fall on it. It's not enough to stand guard and make sure that no water comes into the room. The way you're shimur a dough after lisha is by processing it. So l'chayra, the shimur milisha ve'elech is not an external person. When is the minchas chinuch gerecht l'chayra? That's where we talk about shmir v'shas ktsira, shmir v'shas tchina, because that shmir of ktsira and tchina is an external shmira. So therefore, theoretically, someone else can stand guard and make sure no water falls on. But she'enkin, when you talk about shmir v'shas lisha, the shmir v'shas lisha, the way you're shaming is by processing it. So a watchman is not the shamer is the processor. So since the shamer is the processor, is the one who's moving it from step to step, he is the shamer. So if he's the shamer, so therefore the chayr shayt the cotton, or the guy who it's in their hands the dough, they are the shamer, and since they are the shamer, so therefore, if they're not thinking lishma, there's a chasarin in shmir lishma. That would be a yishar to minchas chenas kasha. And if you take it one step further, you can go ahead and you can answer the taz's kasha. Because the taz asks over here on the mechaber in Tav Samach, the mechaber says, in loshen matzis mitzvah, the loy oifinoy, say, ideini yehudi, loy the chayr shayt of the cotton. That from lisha ve'elach, you cannot use a guy chayr shayt of the cotton. The shayla is that we hold lahalacha, or I'm just saying Mamash Halacha, but there are many shitas which hold that you need Shmir Mishas, Shmir Mishas Tchina, Shmir Mishas Ktsira. So why does the Mechaber say that Lishas HaMatzas cannot be done through a Chayr Shait of Cotton Negai? L'chayra, even the Tchina and even the Ktsira can't be done with a Chayr Shait of Cotton Negai. Azoy Fekhtet HaZakasha. So the Bach and the Goyin say, Enechanami, according to the shitas which hold that you need Shmir earlier, you need Shmir Mishas Ktsira, Shmir Mishas Tchina. So then, in a Chanami, the Ktsira and the Tchina have to be done by a Yisrael. It cannot be done by a Goy. But the Taz says Nalakat. The Taz says, and the Chassam Sefer learns like that, that the earlier stages, the stage of Ktsira for sure, can be done by a Goy with the Yisrael Oymen Al Gabbos. And the Taz says a Yishuv. That, in other words, the Goyin and the Bach say that the reason why the Mechaber Chapton ain't Loshen Matz Mitzvah, Dafka Loshen, because we want to go to Kulei Alma. We want to go in a situation where everybody agrees with Sasser. Tchina and Ktsira, the Mechaber didn't mention it, because it's going to be dependent on what you hold in general about Ktsira Lashma and Tchina Lashma. However, the Taz wants to learn that this Shulchan Aruch is going according to everybody, but even so, it's only Milisha Ve'elech that you cannot use a Goy or a Chayr Shait of a Kotten. And the Taz says a Hezber why. The way we're learning L'chayra, it's very geshmak. Because the because what's the shmir that has to be done from Katsira and Tchina? The shmir which has to be done is to make sure that no water falls in. If the whole shmir has to be done is that no water falls in, that's the maximum shmir which can be done from Katsira and Tchina. So why does the Isa have to be the shmir? L'chayr, whoever stands here on guard, he is the shmir. He's doing shmir l'shma. Why should the guy have to go ahead and think l'shma b'chlal? The shmir is not the guy, because it's an external shmir. Whoever the shmir is, he'll think l'shma, like a minchas chinuch kasha. However, once you hit Lisha, there the Shmira is not an external Shmira. There the Shmira is an internal Shmira to process it. So there the Shemer becomes the processor, the one who's the Isa. So therefore the Isa has to do a Lishma. So the way we're answering, I'll be the stipple, the way we're answering the Mitzvah is Kasha, comes with a Gishmak. It's Dafka in Loshen Matzah's Mitzvah. Because there the shmir is to Isa. Because there the required shmir is to keep on moving it, to keep on processing it. However, the earlier stages, there the shmira is an external shmira to make sure no water falls on it. And since over there the shmira is an external shmira to make sure no water falls on it, so that avada, doesn't make a difference who the isa is, but the Yisrael who's Eimin al Gabav, he'll be the shemer, and his shmira will be done lishma. The word that we're saying is not like the stipler, because the stipler learned that anybody who holds any shmir b'shas katsira, he also holds that the even milisha ve'elech, it's masbet to have an external shmira. Masha enke, the way we're saying that once you mix the that we're saying that you need an internal shmira, that the oisa is the shemir. But the truth of the matter is that we're saying l'chayr is true even according to the stipler, because if shots like this, the stipler shayla was, could I go ahead and use may payers? The stipler shayla was, is it maspik if the only shmir I'm going to have is a shmir from an external force? On that, the stipler says that a shmir b'shas katsir is maspik to have a shmir from external factors. So if I have that from Lisha, that's enough that the matzah should be a matzah l'shma. But avada the stipler's maskin that once I mix real water into the dough, avada the ikar shmira is not to watch it. The ikar shmira is to do it. The ikar shmira is to process it, to get it into the oven. So since that becomes the ikar shmira once it's mixed with water, so therefore it's very gishmak. The shmira b'shas katsira and tchina, which is a shmira from external forces, so that shmira, the guy could be the Isa, the Yisrael could be the Shemer. Masha Enkein, once you hit Lisha, once the water hits it, there the Shemer is the Isa, because the Ikka Shemir is the processing, even according to Stipler. You're right, if you wouldn't use May Peiris, so it would have been Maspik to just be Shemer from external forces, and it would have been Chal Hashem Shemira on that. But Avada, the Ikka Mitzvah Shemira, is to go ahead and to be Shemer it, to process it properly. That's the Iker Shmira. So since that's the Iker Shmira, so of course that Shmira has to be done Lishma, and since a Goy and a Chayyar Shayt Bekod can't be Shayim Lishma, so therefore, Milisha the Eilech, the Yisrael has to be the Oise, and Kaidim Lisha, the Yisrael can be the Shemer, even though the Goy is the
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.